3, 2, 1. Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you on Thursday, April 26th, 2007. It is now 6:31 Central Time in the good old United States. Liberty Talk Radio is your antidote to popular talk radio. Here you are expected to do more than just listen. You are expected to think. Although we broadcast from the United States, libertarian principles of individual freedom and responsibility are universal and apply to your area of residence, be it New York, Bangkok, Berlin, or Stalingrad. It's time for us to take back control of our government now, before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, which is occurring right now at 6:32 a.m. on Thursday, April 26th, we invite you to call. Our telephone number is 646-652-4620. Any other time when we're when we're just rebroadcasting, if you're listening to our broadcast and still would like to call in, you can leave a message at our other number, which is 903-551-2186, and leave a voice message. Otherwise, you can send us email at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com, and we'll try to respond to your questions during our next broadcast. I'd also like to mention that accessing Liberty Talk Radio from our website, as you normally do, now can be accessed from blogtalkradio.com/Liberty Talk Radio. Okay, now on to our program. Today's subject is thinking, is belief systems and critical thinking. Before I do that, I'd like to go on a 5-minute rant about a subject that I'm getting very tired of listening about and talking about, and that is gun control. Now, the reason why gun control is a hot issue is because, very typical of any tragedy in the United States, we look for a solution. And in that solution, we look everywhere but where the problem lies. Most people recognize that this fella Cho, who killed all these people at Virginia Tech, you know, was a troubled person. So now the remedy, and they realize, by the way, that many people overlooked or took too lightly or excused his abnormal, bizarre behavior. But we'll put that aside, and let's think about how we can solve the problem. Gun control. Well, I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, bright fella, and who I respect immensely, and he went also on a rant about gun control, and that really disturbed me. I didn't argue with him too much, just saying that, well, I don't think that's the issue, and he went on for about 2 or 3 minutes, and he was very sincere what he was saying, and what he was saying was true. You know, there are so many guns out there, They're very accessible, and something has to be done about it. Well, after that conversation, I've decided that I am going to take a totally different approach to gun control. From now on, when someone mentions gun control to me, instead of giving him some sort of logical sequence of why gun control would not work and why it would not reduce crime and all this other, and all the statistics and all that, I'm going to abdicate my position of 100%. But I mean 100%. And that means I'm going to say you're right, we should get rid of all guns. All guns. I'm with you 100%. Let's get rid of all guns. And I'm going to leave it at that. Now think about that for a minute. How could we or anyone get rid of all guns? You see, I saved myself an argument and I placed the onus or the responsibility for the solution not on my take it from my shoulders, and I place it on their shoulders. I say, fine, but not some guns, all guns. So now I'm even more liberal, if you will, than they are. You know, I want all guns taken away. Now, the question that comes to mind is that you say, well, what do you mean by all guns? I said, all guns. I agree, they're dangerous. We should take all guns away. All guns should be removed, all of them. Now, you see, the first thing that happens is that the person who's making that argument for gun control is saying, well, no, I don't want all guns taken away. I just want certain guns from certain people taken away. Right? Now, they don't say that, but all of a sudden, I play into their hand and say, fine, I want all guns, all of them, taken away. Now, that shocks the hell out of them. I played that game once, and it really was a shocker for them. And they say, well, you know, well, of course, except for the police. I said, no, wait a minute. No. You said guns kill. We're going to do away with guns. I want all guns taken away. Because if you don't take all the guns away, you have to give someone the authority to decide who is going to have a gun and who is not. Well, the answer is, well, no one, just the police. No, wait a minute, you just said now the police and the military. Now you made two exceptions. No, I want all guns taken away. Now, here is my logic, and here's my argument, as specious as it may sound, and as almost as ridiculous as it may sound. We allow the federal government to distribute guns to its militia. And for what reason? To protect us? It hasn't done that. It's issued guns to its militia to go overseas and interfere with foreign nations, and as a result, tens of millions of people have died. We support despots in foreign countries, brutal regimes in foreign countries, and we're doing this right now. Look how many people, just look at the collateral damage in Iraq. That's a result of guns. Now, some guns are big. They call them missiles. When I say guns, I mean weapons. Now, how many times in our history have our soldiers who have been issued guns used them to protect us? The answer is zero. Never. So we are going to allow a government that's totally out of control to issue guns to whom they think are eligible to have a gun. Well, obviously the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines is number one. And then they go, we take our young boys and young women, take them, put them overseas to get shot for some selfish economic reason of which that they don't tell us. But that's okay. But see, that's not under gun control. Now, we had 3,500 people die and tens of thousands permanently injured in Iraq. Now, see, under my plan, where we got rid of all guns, and I know that's ridiculous, by the way, that wouldn't have happened. Those 3,500 soldiers, both men and women, would be alive today. Not only that, the tens of thousands of soldiers would be home, productively working with their families and friends. The hundreds of thousands of Iraqi that have been mutilated and killed and families broken up. Well, that's really millions if you consider the injured. Millions of people in Iraq alone would be alive today. Now, who is the perpetrator of crime? should we be focusing on Cho? The nutcake who killed, I think, was it 33 people in Virginia Tech? Or should we be focusing on the real criminal, the federal government? It sounds horrible, doesn't it? I get upset at myself. But I want you to think about that. They say, well, we need a military, so they're going to have guns. I say, okay, I give you that. Now, who else? The police. Well, now the police are going to have guns. So now we have a state which is marching very closely towards a police state with the Patriot Act and all these other regulations. We are going to disarm the populace and just give arms to the military and the police. Now, you know, I can't help but when I think about that, I think of police state. What makes us any different than any other place? Oh, no, we're a democracy. We're free, and we wouldn't do that. No, we wouldn't do what? We wouldn't do everything that we're doing now? What other country has standing soldiers in 173 nations? 173, ladies and gentlemen. There's only 193 nations in the world. We have bases, actual military bases, I mean airplanes and crap like that, in about one-third of them. They're active there, and they're inactive here. And yet, 9/11, when four planes were hijacked, where are our airplanes? Where were they? Where was our defense? Where was the federal government? Where were all the guns that were going to protect us? And as a result, the federal government says, you can't take nail clippers on airplanes anymore. Oh, and shampoo. Now, I'll be very honest with you. I have given serious thought about giving up this radio program because it requires that I really think about these issues through to the core. And it depresses me. And it aggravates. It annoys me. It actually angers me. And I say, why am I doing this? Well, the only reason why I'm doing this is hopefully someone is listening. And someone will go, whoop, you know, he's crazy, but he makes a point. So if you're going to argue for gun control, I want 100% compliance. Then the next question is, who's going to do the complying? Who's going to make certain that there is compliance? Well, in order to make certain that there's compliance, you have to have a police state. You have to go around and confiscate people's personal property. Now, remember when I say all guns, I mean all guns. I know a gentleman, a very elderly gentleman, not very elderly, but elderly gentleman, because I'm an elderly gentleman, I guess. I'm not sure if I'm a gentleman, but I'm getting there, and he's much older than I am. Has been collecting firearms since the early 1950s, maybe the late 1940s. He's obviously on in years, 80-something years old. His collection, many, many years ago, he was offered over $1 million for just a segment of his collection. Then the question is, what about those guns? Well, you see, under my program, sorry, they get destroyed even with the Saturday night specials. No guns. If there's going to be gun control, there's going to be no guns. A gun that's 50 years old and worth $25,000 kills the same way as a brand new Smith & Wesson, you know, 38 special. See, now all of a sudden we have to make decisions as to which guns get destroyed and which ones don't. For example, I have a Type 3 firearms license, which allows me to buy directly what they call curio and relics. Those are just antique guns and, you know, guns that are classified by the government as being, I guess, safe in antiques, you know. And let me tell you, some of those are really powerful guns. I don't have many of them. I have a couple of them, you know, but I'm not really a collector. You know, I bought one once, and just out of curiosity, because it was an oddball 1894 Russian revolver. It's really neat. They don't make the ammunition for it anymore or anything like that. But it's a deadly weapon. Now, I paid less than $100 for that gun. It was really neat. That would have to go. You see, no weapons. Who's going to make those decisions? Some bureaucrat? What about the bureaucrats that have armed guards? Do they now have weapons? Well, now we get into a real ticklish affair. Well, you know, you got to protect those bums, you know, because they're the ones raking us over the coals. They're the ones pillaging the government, destroying our freedom. If they weren't there, who would do that work? So we have to protect them. So then now we can have certain people, guards that apply, have certain jobs and whatever, they can have guns. You know, you keep on talking this way, Mr. Cristiano. You know what happens? The only person without a gun is a people like you and me, the average Joe Blows, the average citizen, but everyone else does, including the criminals. But if you get rid of guns here, let's assume we did that. Somehow we got rid of every single gun, even in the military and the police. And we had like the bobbies in England where they didn't have guns, they just had sticks. What about all the other guns in the world? I heard a statistic from a fellow who's an expert on AK-47s. He gave a speech on the history, Kalashnikov, you know, the automatic Kalashnikov 1947. AK-47, most popular gun in the world. There are estimates that over 100 million have been manufactured, and hundreds of tens of thousands, we don't know, tens and tens of thousands are manufactured every single day. Is that not amazing? Is that not absolutely amazing? We're going to get rid of those? I don't think so. Now, a good portion are in the Middle East, you know, and in Russia. But a good portion are here also. Then if you did confiscate all the guns, how do you know you confiscated all of them? You see, it's... And they say, well, all they want is gun control. They just want to make certain that the people who get the guns, you know, are eligible and are not crazy and are not unstable. How are you going to do that? Now I'm going to get into my subject of today, which I spent too much time on gun control because I'm so angry about the subject. Belief systems. You know, we as a country seem to cling on belief systems. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about what we believe is right. That also includes religion, by the way. Because when we have a belief system, what we are saying is that we really don't know. We just wish it to be so. Let me repeat that. We don't know, but we wish it to be so. See, if you know something, you can't believe it. And once you know something, you can't believe it. It's not possible because you know it. If you don't know it, the only way to assume that it's the way you want it to be is to believe it. No one's ever seen our Creator. No one's came down and said, hey, we had a beer with him yesterday. No, so we believe him to exist, or her to exist, or it to exist, or whatever it is. It's a belief system. It's not necessarily true, because it's never been proven. To get away from the religious aspect, some people are brought up that to think that all Republicans are bad and all Democrats are good. Is that true? No. They believe that, though, and vice versa. You see, once we have a belief system, and then we try to impose a principle, our belief system interrupts the thought process because belief systems don't die very, very quickly. I mean, they're very painful to let loose of. It's very painful for someone to really realize that, you know, the Republican Party is not really the best party and, you know, the best thing in the world for the United States. It's not the party of conservative government. You know, they really screw things up. They actually spend more money than Democrats. I mean, they have to go through that. They have to go through this acknowledgement, almost like a grieving process. And really, it is a grieving process, you know, denial and the whole bit they go through. And realize that we got a real problem here. And my belief system doesn't hold water. But you know what people do to belief systems? They die by them. Even if they know they're wrong, they won't acknowledge it. They'll just cling on to it. In the face of all the evidence in the world, they cling on to it. Let's look at what happened at Virginia Tech. What do we talk about? We talk about Cho, and we talk about pseudoscience, you know, psychiatry and psychology. It's pseudoscience. We don't know. It's almost like a belief system. We have all these people saying, well, he was a troubled man, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that. It's all garbage. Let's talk about what we do know. Let's get away from our belief system. And I consider psychiatry a belief system, by the way. And I have friends who are PhDs and psychiatrists, doctors, and they are adamant about it. They say, I'm wrong. Well, fine, I'm wrong. But if it was so, man, we wouldn't have the mental health problems we have today. If, in fact, we have mental health problems, I don't even know if we have that. We have an over-medicated society because we think we have mental health problems. I don't think we have a mental health problem. I think we got a stupid problem. I think we're just stupid here in the United States, and we actually acknowledge things that don't exist. That's a belief system. Let me give you an example. What do we know about the shooting in Virginia Tech? Now, I don't know all the details of everything that occurred. I know a few things. Right? We do know that a teacher had Cho expelled from her classroom because he terrorized her. He frightened her. Now, just think for a second. How many people in my audience I annoyed my teachers. I mean, I got thrown out, you know, and I don't mean that, you know, because I was a real jerk in school and I should have applied myself a lot more. And let me apologize to all my teachers alive and dead for what I did, you know, when I was in school. And a lot of us did that. But, you know, it wasn't so abnormal. We're all cooped up in a classroom for 6 hours a day. You get goofy, you do stupid things, you cheat. I cheated on tests. I did the dumbest things in the world, you know. Anything to get out of school, anything to get out. I got thrown out once, you know. We do things, and not everyone, but, you know, jerks like me do, you know. But that's not considered abnormal behavior, actually. You know, it's just considered disrespectful and all that stuff. But this guy was creepy enough for a teacher to say, I want him out of my class permanently. That happened twice. He was a senior, and he was taking tests. And when he took a test, instead of putting his name on the paper, he put a question mark. He went for psychiatric evaluation, I think at least twice, full psychiatric evaluation. They considered him a very disturbed person. Now, I can go on and on, and there's many other aspects. And now everything is coming to light. People who knew him were afraid of him. They knew he was a kook. Everything that we knew, now I'm not talking about belief system, everything that we knew, we took and placed aside. We were all waiting for the psychiatric care and mental health to sort of take over someday and to envelop him and then make him well again and bring him to society as a normal person. Well, it didn't happen. It didn't happen partially because we have a belief system that all the pseudoscience is going to do something for us, that he did go for counseling, so something must have come from that. It didn't. What we didn't do is we didn't act on what we knew. We acted on our belief system. We didn't act on what we knew. If we acted on what we knew, those 33 people would be alive today. And at the same time, we would not be talking about gun control. Now, is gun control the issue? No, not at all. If we're going to make gun control an issue, this is what we have to do. We have to say that the government is in charge of protecting us. Anything that harms us, the government should regulate and do away with. So guns would be number one. No guns at all for anyone. No guns. But we have to take what harms us the most. Well, then we'd have to take all the fatty foods. All saturated fat must leave the United States. No one would be permitted to eat saturated foods, foods with saturated fats, because it's a killer. It's the number one killer, heart attacks and cancer. And it's attributed to both. So the government would be in charge of regulating all foods that we eat. Third, every car would come off the road. More people are killed in one day than all year with guns. Why don't we regulate guns? Well, we do regulate cars, you know. You know, you have a license and you have to register your automobile. And yet, we still have hundreds of people killed every year in car wrecks. And by the way, half of them are drunk. Which means we should then regulate alcohol. We should go through prohibition. You can't have one without the other. You can't regulate one thing and say, no, now we're safe. Well, at least we're safer, we think. We believe that we're safer. We believe that we're safer. We're not any safer. We go into that state of denial the same way we were in the state of denial with Cho at Virginia Tech. This whole country is in a state of denial. Are Republicans the party of conservative, fiscal conservatism? We are in a state of denial. It is really time. It is time for us to truly be revolutionaries in thought. And when I say revolutionaries in thought, I'm saying we have to evaluate our belief systems, determine which ones hold water. What do we know to be true? And if it isn't, then alter our thinking. I am pleading with every one of my listeners and anyone who listens in, even for 1 or 2 minutes, to critically think. Analyze your belief systems and discard those that you cannot hold true, that do not hold true. Only in that fashion can you and I, or we as a community discuss libertarian principles, the classical liberal principles of individual freedom. I've gone through this process. It is very painful. Without going through this process, you will be regulated to, well, Joe, you're right, however, comma. And then we go through this however, comma, and then we give all these excuses. Think about that this week, please. Oh, I did want to mention, you know, I don't mention this during my broadcast because I get so involved in what I'm saying. I was going to ask people to call into 646-652-4620, but it's too late. After this broadcast, which is now, it's only about a minute and a half or 2 minutes to go, please call into area code 903-551-2186, leave a voice message, or give me your comments at libertytalkradio.com. I really enjoy receiving email. I enjoy answering them. I will not be brutal with you. I'll not be condescending. I will really try to answer them logically, and I will do my research if I have to. Okay, I promise. Please. And that's at comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also want to give a little bit of promotion to my favorite website, and that's www.mytwocentsonline.com. That's my, and the two is a numeric two. My Two Cents Online. My friend Andy has a fabulous libertarian website. Please take time to visit it, okay? And do call into station or do send me email. I would appreciate it, okay? With that, we're going to conclude today's broadcast by playing our bumper song. There it is, And I Wonder. Please think about that. Send me email. I'd like to hear your opinion of what I just said. I know it's a little radical, you know, and I don't mean that we should take all the guns away. Quite on the contrary, it's personal property. I want one, and I subscribe to, you can have my gun when you pry it out of my cold, dead hands. Okay? This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends. And let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com or phone in your questions to area code 903-551-2186. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.